This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast.
Hi, I'm Katie McCowan, and welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast. I am so glad you're here, and if you are just tuning in for the first time this year, let me tell you, we have been in a series since January on kind of all things God's Word. We have talked about so many different things that we can take away from God's Word and apply to our everyday lives with some amazing guests. So I want to encourage you, if you've missed an episode or two, or if this is the first episode you're listening to go back and listen to some of those, because it's really been so wonderful going one week at a time into these different subjects that God's Word addresses, and even just so many practical ways that we can weave God's Word into our everyday lives and experience that change that comes from daily getting into the Word of God. Today, we're going to wrap up this series on God's Word, and as we do that, I want to talk about not only how God's Word can change our everyday lives, but how it can change so much more than that. So to start off, let me say this, that I getting a routine, a habit, however you want to say it, of God's Word being a part of your everyday life can be a lot like other routines or habits or things that we like to begin, which is that it can be something that we're excited about at first, and then as we do it, maybe we don't see the results that we wanted to see, and so we're not as excited to continue. Or maybe we get busier than we were when we began, and so continuing in that pattern becomes more difficult. You know, we have six kids. My husband Luke and I have six kids, and so we see this in our own lives, of course, but also in the lives of our kiddos. And I can think of one in particular who had decided one day that he wanted to start something new, a new skill that he wanted to learn. And boy, on that day that he decided that he wanted to learn this new skill, he was very excited about it. And he probably practiced for hours that first day. He was excited about sharing that news with us. He wanted to get started immediately, and he was excited about practicing that this new skill on that first day. And then the next day happened, and he went to school, and he came home from school, and so Luke and I are still very excited about his enthusiasm to start this new skill. So he comes home from school, and Luke and I were encouraging him, man, you know, you should practice some more. And he looked at us like we had lost our minds. And he said, again? He was so confused. It never occurred to him that he would need to practice again the very next day on something that he practiced the day before. You know, that first day that he wanted to learn the new skill. He practiced it, and he's like, was that not enough? We're doing this every day. It was so funny for us to see it through his eyes that when he decided to start something, he honestly thought, I'll practice for a few hours today, and then we'll be good. And while it's so fun to see things through the eyes of your kids and how they process things and how they learn things, I do think that sometimes we can feel the same way. And when it comes to reading the Bible, it can be that maybe we don't always see immediate results. And we talked about this last week on the podcast with Christina Patterson, was our guest. And she talked about how, you know, maybe we read the Bible on that one day and we just don't necessarily feel like we were changed. We don't feel like anything in our circumstances changed. We don't really even know how what we read in Scripture on that day helped in any way or accomplished anything. But what Christina was saying is how days or weeks or even months later, she would be in a situation and the Holy Spirit would bring something to mind that she had read, you know, days or weeks or months before. And so there was this long-term effect of being in God's Word daily that she experienced in her life and that I can say I have too. And so today, As we wrap up our series on God's Word on the Best Day Ever podcast, I want to talk about not only how God's Word can impact and does impact our everyday lives, but how it can impact so much more than that. And to do that, I want to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and it's 10 verses. So I would encourage you to read that today. It's a really easy read, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. But I'm just going to touch on a few verses in this first chapter. So in 1 Thessalonians 1, Paul is the writer, and he is kind of detailing how the Thessalonian Christians, and I'm going to quote from verses 9 and 10. He says that they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his son from heaven. Paul talks about in 1 Thessalonians 1:4, he talks about how they were the Thessalonian Christians were chosen and loved by God. And then through the course of this first chapter, he gives us some examples of how their new identity of being chosen and loved by God leads to changed activity. And there's one verse that I want to zero in on because there's these three really amazing phrases in this verse. So I'm actually going to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. And Paul writes and he says, "We give thanks to God." Well, and when that pronoun we, I want to kind of clarify, you go up to verse 1 and you see three names there as who the letter is attributed to coming from. So that's where we get that pronoun we. "We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your," and here come these phrases, "your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." So that was verse 3 in 1 Thessalonians 1. And I'm going to say those phrases again. Paul is talking about how their new identity led to changed activity. And he tells of three results of their new activity: their work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope. And for the next few minutes, I just want to touch on each one of those phrases and understand a little more of what Paul is talking about. So first, let's talk about the work of faith. Now, before we go any further, let's be clear. The Bible says that no work will ever produce salvation. No work will ever be able to produce saving faith. You can read Ephesians 2:8. It says, "For by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God." Okay, so let's be clear about that. That's not what we're talking about here. We are not talking about any kind of work that leads to salvation. Those two things don't go together. But the Thessalonian Christians show us an example of how our faith, when we are saved by grace, how that faith produces work. So work doesn't produce faith, but faith produces work. And in James, there's a lot about this concept too. So this Greek word translated work is ergon. And it is also translated as business, employment, or a deed someone does. And I like that the way that builds out, because you know, this paints the picture, when you consider like business and employment, it paints the picture of a pattern of faithful daily obedience. I mean, think about your work. If you have a job, you probably go to your job every day, or at least in some sort of a pattern. You have an expectation of hours that you're going to work. And maybe your hours change, but you probably get that schedule every week on the same day. And then my next question to you would be, and some of you may answer this with a resounding yes, but I think sometimes it's different. So the next question would be, are you always super excited to go to work? Like I said, I hope you were like, yes, I love my work. Every single day I love to go there. But it's not always that like that. Even if you do love your place of employment and you do love the work that you do there, there are probably days that you're tired or days that are difficult for whatever reason. But you still go. And I want you to think about that when we talk about this idea of the work of faith. I do sometimes feel like we think it should be easy. We just think, well, we have faith in Jesus. Why would this be difficult? But it helps me when I understand a little bit more about that word aragon, that, you know, sometimes we continue the work because of faithfulness, because of commitment, not always because we feel it, but because we've been saved by grace. And so even though we don't feel it, we choose to act in faith. We choose to continue in faith. And if we thought that, you know, we're talking about that kind of work, well, let's go to the next phrase now, where it says, Paul remembers their labor of love. Okay, so this Greek word for labor is actually very different than the one we just talked about for work. This is kopos. It is translated labor, but it is different. This Greek word depicts intense and toilsome labor. In fact, other places or other translations in scripture will use the word toil instead of labor. And so here's the thing. Let's remember this. The Thessalonian Christians had, you know, that verse in Psalm, taste and see that the Lord is good. They had tasted God's love for them. We know that. In verse 4 that I already read, they had tasted God's love for them. Do we normally put the words toil and love together, or labor and love? We, as in the culture, we don't really connect those ideas of toilsome labor with love. Like, love is supposed to be all the feels, right? It's supposed to be exciting. It's supposed to make me feel happy and good and excited. And here we're reading about this idea of a labor of love, toilsome labor because of love. The Thessalonian Christians gave us the example of laboring in love, the labor of love to those who don't know God's love. And I'm thankful for this example because it reminds me that it might not always feel easy, but that isn't a reason not to continue. And then that brings us to that last phrase. We read about their steadfastness of hope. And I love that because some of what we've just been talking about, like the work of faith and the labor of love, can feel kind of like, man, it doesn't always sound like great news if it's work and labor. But here we have this steadfastness of hope that I think is, at times it can be like an anchor when we are exercising the work of faith and the labor of love. And so other translations, I'm reading out of the ESV, other translations will describe this hope as unwavering, firm, or enduring. So the hope described here is, it's not a picture of people with their fingers crossed, trying to keep an optimistic outlook on the future. That's not what this is conveying. Instead, it's more like this confident expectation of what's to come. The Thessalonians worked out their faith and labored in love as they waited expectantly for Jesus to return. In 1 Thessalonians 1:10, it talks about that. I read that earlier. Starting at the end of verse 9, how Paul was saying they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. And then there it is in verse 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. So their confidence was in the victory of Jesus and in his promise to return. And that confident expectation compelled them to continue in their work of faith and labor of love. And so, you know, it reminds me of two verses that may be familiar to you. The first is Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And then the other one is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, and I'm pulling it up really quickly here. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast. There's that word again. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's ergon. Knowing that in the Lord, your labor, that's kapos, is not in vain. So we actually have all three. I get so excited when scripture does this. But we have all three of those words again in one verse. And I'm going to read this again in 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. So when the work seems long or the labor feels hard, we can fix our eyes on Jesus. We can faithfully come to his word daily. We can keep coming to his word. And then we can run with endurance the race that's set before us. But here's, to me, the most exciting part. And I told you this at the beginning where I said, I want to talk about how being in God's word daily not only impacts every day, and it does, but it does so much more. And so that's what I'm excited to share with you, because, you know, we hear about these Thessalonian Christians and their work of faith and labor and love and steadfastness and hope. And I'm going to tell you this, I just can't imagine that they could have known what their faith would accomplish. And that's what I want to share. And this is all you can, like I said, if you'll go read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, you'll read about all of this. But their faith encouraged a missionary and his team, Paul, and the people that were writing with him. And then 1 Thessalonians 1:8 says that their faith spread God's word like a clap of thunder throughout the region. And it even reached beyond that territory. And that was just their daily faithfulness, work of faith, labor of love, steadfastness of hope, and it accomplished all of that. It encouraged a missionary and his team. It spread like a clap of thunder throughout the region and even beyond. And the thing is, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can continue in our works of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope. And we too can echo. It's like, you know, you hear that idea of a clap of thunder, and it's like it echoes, you know, it kind of keeps rolling out. And our work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope can be, it too can echo. It can echo God's word in our homes, in our communities, in our countries, and into the whole world. And we may never hear exactly how that happens. But if we will faithfully come to God's word every day, believing that God's word is true, and in it are the words of life and all that we need for life and godliness, and we'll come to his word faithfully every day. And if you miss a day, that's okay too. But you know what I'm saying? We can trust that God will use his word by the power of the Holy Spirit working in us and through us to accomplish more than we could imagine. So I hope that encourages you today, wherever you are. If the work feels long or the labor feels difficult, I hope that encourages you to continue believing that God's word will echo. It will echo through your life into your home, your community, your country, and the whole world. Thank you for joining me today. I have so enjoyed this series with you through God's word, and I'm really looking forward to what's coming up in the next few months. So be sure to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done that already. And I pray that you have heard something today on the Best Day Ever podcast that you can take and apply to your life so that today can be your best day ever. Thanks for joining us.